fall storm. Curtis Riggs, hey, Coach, good afternoon.
I guess.
The trip with Tri-Cities over the weekend, to tell you what, Dante Warren, what I heard during the game, not too bad of a quarterback. Of course, folks remember Dante Warren playing down at USD.
He did a nice job against us. I think the thing that you'll see, though, is Dante was very much like Dwight Dasher was against Wyoming, where he made a lot of plays with his legs. We missed a lot of tackles. I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. He did a lot of great things with his legs. But when he has to sit in the pocket, that's when things could be tough for him. And his coach expressed some frustrations with me after the game about getting him comfortable in there. And they have another kid.
That takes time.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's just hard for guys to get that sense and that timing. And they actually have brought another guy in from the Canadian Football League, and he's familiar with their system. So you may see a little quarterback controversy. But he made some tremendous plays against us. He made a couple long runs where we had them third and long. And he made guys miss and made some great plays and ran them in for touchdowns.
This was the team that you played in the finals last year. You won in the championship. How much turnover has there been with Tri-Cities once you got out there and got a chance to play them?
Well, I think they're very similar to us. I mean, they, you know, and Coach Shackelford and I had a chance to talk about things before the game, how, you know, neither one of us are used to going. I think we've gone through five quarterbacks between the two of us this year so far. And for the most part, the rest of our rosters, you know, I mean, you lost a few pieces to the puzzle here and there, but you put some new guys in. But that quarterback spot, it just shows how important that is. And they lost Houston Lillard, who was considered the second best quarterback in the league in the last couple of years, and they're struggling to replace him now.
Mike Tatum got the bomb right away from Terrence Bryant. Start the ball game. I'm sure that is something that you guys are looking at all the time, looking for that mismatch among the wide receivers you have. When you have a Tatum and James Terry, with those two wide receivers, are they the two best receivers in the league?
Oh, I don't know about the two best in the league. I mean, there's some very good ones in the league this year, but they're definitely up there. I think James Terry is always mentioned in that mix. He's probably one of the best that's played indoor football. You know, Mike had a great game. Mike, you know, he caught two long ones for us. One was on a big third down, and then he had one that was about a 47-yarder go just off his fingertips, or he would have really had a great game. But he made big plays for us, and that's why we brought him in. We needed someone opposite of James Terry that could stretch the field, you know, a la Carl Sims last year for us, and Mike's doing a nice job.
Terrence Bryant, 181 yards, three touchdowns. What'd you like with Terrence's performance on Friday night?
Well, he came out very sharp. I mean, we were very crisp right away. And then, you know, we went through a little lull where we got a little greedy at times. We had chances to bury him. I mean, we're up 20, and we had chances to just put the game away, and we allowed them to hang in it. But then at the end, when it was needed in crunch time, Terrence really stepped up, managed the game, and did a great job.
Defensively, talk about your thoughts on your defense. Again, the final was 56-43, the Storm with the win, now 4-2 on the year.
Well, defensively, we got the stops when we needed to. And the best thing they did was they got stops off of when we had a turnover, or a change of possession. The defense would come out and get a stop right away for us. But we struggled tackling. I mean, we struggled getting Dante Warren and keeping him in the pocket. I mean, he made some great plays getting out. And then as he got out of the pocket, he was able to make some throws as we were trying to come up to tackle him.
Let's see. Are you at Stars? Yeah, you're at Stars tomorrow for the Curtis Riggs Show.
We are, yeah. We have a Saturday night home game.
Whoa. Storm Shelter is going to be huge this weekend.
Oh, we need it, too. We're playing the number one team in the league right now. Colorado is coming to our place, and they beat us when we went to their place, and they just beat Nebraska, who is considered the 1-2 teams in the league right now. So they're on a roll right now, and they're a very talented team.
By the way, Troy Harrison, or Torrey Harrison, was the athlete of the offensive player of the week. The week before, he had 63 yards rushing last weekend. Your rushing game, is it where it should be right now, or ways to improve yet on the rushing game?
Well, I think we could always improve, but we're doing a nice job, and Torrey's doing a great job. And when you watch him run, I mean, he's finishing his runs. He's doing a very good job of getting through the hole, minimizing the dancing, and then when guys come up to tackle him, he's getting positive yards as they're still trying to tackle him. And that's what we need, and it fits very well with the style of quarterback that Terrence is, too. It establishes some sense of a play-action passing game and opens things up downfield for him.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Congrats on the win. You're now 4-2, and you'll be out at the arena on Saturday. Curtis Riggs Show, though, tomorrow at Stars for folks to head out and see you. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Curtis Riggs, head coach of the Sioux Falls Storm.